Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Good Monday, everyone. So over the weekend, I kind of stumbled on this, like a lot of stuff on Netflix. There's a pretty, I'm not sure if it's going to end up to be a series, but there were four episodes of Donald Trump, The American Dream. And by and large, I thought it was pretty fair. And you really got the roots of Trump. You got his association with Roy Cohn. That guy. Wow. Just Google him if you don't remember his connection to McCarthy and the Kennedys. And then Trump learned a lot of stuff from him and Roger Stone. And in there, they talked about the derivation of arguably in our lifetime, the number one ongoing political slogan on a hat, etc., make America great again. No doubt about it. Tremendous. So Dean Mowick, guy I really like, is running against Brian Fitzpatrick out there in Bucks County, right? We've had him on, both of them on in the primary, the one where there might be an opportunity and all that stuff. And he uses make the district, it says 01 here, but I guess it's, I thought it was 08, used to be 8, make PA 01 great again. Dean Mowick, if you're out there in Bucks County, you've seen this. Brian Fitzpatrick counters with, really, question mark. Bucks County has always been great. Vote for Brian Fitzpatrick. And it says, Brian isn't running on the tired lip loyalty use slogans like the other guy. In the words of Abraham Lincoln, I'd like to see a man proud of the place where he lives. I'd like to see a man live so that his place will be proud of him. Now, this is the tactic often used by those on the left that Fitzpatrick's using with this slogan. I don't know if it translates easily in this case to the people in Bucks County. In other words, is that a winner for Dean Mowick? Because remember, when Trump unveiled this nationally, you have originality, even though Ronald Reagan said something like this. Two, it was coming off the perception, more than a perception, I'd say the reality, that President Obama had run down America just by his worldview and in addition to his policies. Transform America, all that nonsense, right? So it had pop because of that. I don't know that you really can make the case that Brian Fitzpatrick has run down that district or other people in that district have. But on the other hand, firing back with this, when I think fairly what Mowick is saying is that these policies that tilt away from Trump, this is playing into Trump voters and saying the stuff that Fitzpatrick does is just rhino-ish, and that's what it's about. Trying to jump into that. It's a hard play. But of course, this is what type of reaction you're going to get. That you're running down Bucks County if you say make PA-01 great again. See, just saying PA-01 kind of loses the majestic nature of make America great again, right? Doesn't it? 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. 855-839-1210, you get in right now. I just thought the comeback was over the top. Bucks County has always been great. Well, that's a matter of opinion. Can you use that slogan easily, or does it take something like coming off Obama? And then Trump, notice, pivoting and not using it anymore for the ongoing campaign, changing to keep America great, shows his flexibility. See, I don't know if you can use that, and if people out there in Bucks County will see that as attacking them somehow or another. Well, it's really not. It's obviously getting at governance. you know, it's getting at the people who, in the mind of Dean Malik and other Trump supporters, are not following the president's agenda and are just going along with the Democrats. All righty, 855-839-1210. I can get you in right now. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Coming up, Stormy Daniels is in town tonight. And I, you know, look, if there's a doubt about a woman's infrastructure, yeah, it's an infrastructure bill. But when you're corking your bat to this level, if this were in baseball and you come up, I'm throwing you out of baseball forever. Thank you. Yes. I mean, what is the attraction when you're looking at the artwork, obviously, of plastic surgeons? And you know it. Are you marveling? Guys, I love your work. Is that what you're saying by looking at Stormy Daniels? And I'll give you the prices tonight. The Trump effect when she appears at the penthouse. But I got to say, on camera, she was fine on Saturday Night Live. All right, let's go to some callers first. Let's go to Tom in Roxborough and Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dom. I just got a question about this federal judge in the Manafort case.
Yes.
Well, it seems like you want the charges dismissed when he obviously has a lot of evidence against him. And you're saying that way he won't be able to rat or flip, that's the word you used,
yes,
on Trump. Rat about what? I thought he
well, they'll work on him on anything. Anything that was internal to that that they think may make political trouble for Donald Trump. I don't know
but
if anything.
No, but this isn't a. The idea that the Mueller investigation, that Mueller himself is a political operative.
Of course this is.
Oh, come on.
Okay, then tell me why the judge. Tell me why the judge dressed this down over 40 pages that I read, Tom, where this guy couldn't answer and distinguish why you're going after this under the purview of the Russian stuff.
Everybody that I've seen that's read that and interpreted that fairly has said this is an overreach by the judge.
By the judge.
Yeah, by the judge. He's injecting his opinion, and I got a lot of news for you guys. He's not going to dismiss this. You can't just ignore felonies like this.
Well, we'll see if he dismisses it or if he sends it back under a different, more circumscribed area that they have to deal with. And you just use the word.
Like
you just use the word overreach. My God, look at what we're doing here because of a non-existent Russian investigation, Tom.
It's not non-existent. And I mean, we could get into that, but it's not as if they illegally obtained evidence through without a warrant. The federal judges have been issuing warrants based on probable cause. That's not the same idea.
We're coming up on over a year and a quarter, I'd say. Where's the evidence, and you really believe that the Russians won the election for President Trump?
I do think they influenced it because there's a lot of people out there that were uninformed, that allowed them to be uninformed, that allowed them to become misinformed through social media posts, through legitimate fake news, if I could use a term like that, were convinced.
So the Russians were that skillful. You know how little they spent on this, and you know how ham-handed they are in the stuff that they did put out. Isn't it more likely they were trying to spread discontent, false messages and all
that,
and they did that?
I agree, but I also see I saw people online and on TV say that they were convinced that about things about Hillary, things about liberals and snowflakes.
They're all true, but it's Facebook that's doing it. Get off Facebook, then consume other news. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Alan, who is in Bensalem out there in Bucks County. Alan, good morning.
Yeah, hi, good morning. I'm calling about the slogan, make
yes.
Bucks County great again, or was it make PA one great
yeah,
again?
Yeah, PA one sure. great again. That doesn't exactly
okay.
sing, I yes. admit. Yeah.
I don't like that. I say let's make Bucks County great again because, say, PA one, that's like H2O is water. I don't drink H2O, I drink water.
Yeah, I would use Bucks County, too, if I were advising, if Dean had asked me. Yeah, but I don't think you can use that slogan easily in this type of thing. I think it's Trump coming after Obama. That's where it works.
Well, this is my opinion on the matter, that the idea of make Bucks County great again links the candidate using that slogan to the Trump campaign. So when I hear that slogan,
yes.
I think everything that Trump stands for, this candidate will stand for. And if I'm a Trump supporter, I'm going to respond to that because I've been trained to respond to that, Make America Great Again. So I'm willing to switch over to Bucks County. It's something I'm familiar with.
All right. So that works with Trump supporters. Are there enough Trump supporters out there in Bucks County to defeat the incumbent sitting congressman? Or is that just too much of a stamp? I mean, Dean Mowick already has a stamp, and Brian Fitzpatrick already has a stamp of close to a never-Trumper. So people that might be somewhat in the middle, you're trying to win them over. See, I think this is too easily spun. It didn't work with Trump because coming off Obama, it's too easily spun with some people when they hear this to identify it as an attack on them or on their place they live and all that. That's what I think it is. Yeah, the upside is it identifies you with Trump, which is great. It puts that imprimatur on there. 855-839-1210. Nationally, though, coming off Obama, doesn't have that baggage. It works. And PA01, yeah, I would say Bucks County, too. Let's go to Bo in Levittown on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Bo.
Hey, Dom. You know that I'm a Trump supporter. And
yes.
I also voted for Brian Fitzpatrick in the last election, but there's a lot of things that Brian does, and you know, I've mentioned it to him on a couple of occasions that I'm not happy with, and one of them's with the Dreamers, and the other issue is where they can't fire Mueller and some of the other stuff where he's...
All right, here's the test, though. All agreed. He is Rhino-esque. He might be a little bit slightly more Rhino than Mike Fitzpatrick was, I'd say, but do you hit him with the Make Bucks County Great Again thing? Does that work?
I think it works. For me, it works. Make Bucks County Great Again.
I'm asking, is it a winning strategy in an election, or is it easier for him to spin it back? Remember, Trump is bouncing off Obama. Obviously, it's beautifully works. Here you're bouncing off a guy who's like milquetoasty. Does it work there to use that?
For me, it doesn't necessarily work because I'm more in tune with what
what
the candidate stands for from that standpoint. I'm not influenced by Facebook or anything, despite what our liberal brethren think. I don't think Russia had anything to do with the $1 million cost a week that it takes for Mueller to investigate this bogus alleged interference. You know, it doesn't influence me at all, despite what one of your callers just said.
I hear you. Yeah, that was a bit mangled. All right. By the way, nice job of the Fitzpatrick people. I got to put this up. Someone just sent it to me this morning. I got to put this up on Facebook and Twitter. They have Brian Fitzpatrick laughing, sunny, youthful looking, and above him, Dean Mowick looks like Mueller is coming to get him. They got a shot that it's all darkened in, and he has a frown on his face like, uh-oh, what did I do wrong? I mean, a classic butchery job. Brian Fitzpatrick has long known his congressional district before and after redistricting. He knows the people he represents, their exceptional sense of community. And he knows that people are tired of these lip loyalty use slogans like the other guy. All right? It's an interesting choice. When you got to put in PA-01, PA-1, great again. That's tough. Go with Bucks County.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.